If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
I was looking at a text message from my friends at Whiskey Acres out by DeKalb, the people that make bourbon and whiskey and win awards for it. They've switched over to making hand sanitizers. Jamie Walter from Whiskey Acres is on the line. Hey, Jamie, it's John. Am I right about that? Are you guys not making bourbon? You're making sanitizers now?
That's correct, John. That's what we're up to.
Is it the same? Is it a similar process? I guess both have alcohol, huh?
Yeah, there's similarities. We're making a little higher proof alcohol for this product.
Oh, right.
We're following the WHO recommended recipe for this, which requires a finished product at 80% alcohol by volume. And that's a little bit higher than what we would normally do for our whiskeys. But as long as we can keep the supply chains going and get the other ingredients, the glycerin, the hydrogen peroxide, and packaging, that's our biggest trouble. Is in shortages is packaging, but we've got the line running and producing as much as we can. And when I say line, I mean humans. We've got our staff in here bottling by hand and trying to keep up with the huge demand.
Right, because where you would have plenty of bottles maybe to put your beverage in, now you've got to find the right kind of bottles to put in. Is it correct? It's a different bottle and dispenser completely, I suppose, huh?
That's correct. So the type of product that we're able to make in the WHO formula is a liquid alcohol hand sanitizer product. It's very thin and not very viscous. So it's got to be sprayed. So spray bottles are the biggest challenge to come up with. And then we can resupply, refill bottles and gallon jugs. That part's easy. But the initial spray bottles are the tricky part.
When are you going to go back to booze?
As soon as we possibly can. But we're doing our best to supply those first responders and healthcare needs. The need is enormous. Just today, we donated our very first batches to the County Health Department and the Northwestern Medical Chain. And then going forward, this appears to be something that we're going to have to do for a while. And so we are going to be trying to sell to some very large kind of supply chain customers, not directly to consumers. We don't have the bandwidth for that. But we're gonna see if we can keep the critical infrastructure and healthcare system running as best we can.
Well, that's what we need here in America, here in the Chicago area, rather than having to go to China and, best case scenario, wait for long freight delivery times. I'm out of time. Is there anything we can do for you, Jamie?
Well, if any of your customer or listeners have a ability to help us source spray bottles, they can visit whiskeyacres.com, send us an email, and we also have some information there. As well or as on our social media pages for those large kind of supply chain or critical infrastructure companies. If they have needs, they can fill out a Google Docs form and we'll do our best to help.
WhiskeyAcres.com. Thanks, Jamie. Our best to everybody.
Thank you very much. We hope to see you when this all passes and buy a bottle and toast a needed rest.
Amen to that. It's 1028 WGN Radio News with Steve Bertrand.